Market analyst Stephen Daglin here with your mid-session report on Tuesday. Well, despite having quite a slow start to the session, the Aussie market is now higher for a fourth consecutive day and has also hit a three-week high in the process. We've got the ASX 200 up around 17 points or a quarter of a percent and is hovering around that 7,400 point mark as well. So while we are still around 3.5% shy of the record highs hit just months ago, the general trend in the last couple of weeks is, at least, has been more encouraging. It's been also a busy day so far on both the economic and corporate front. Plenty of annual general meetings, quite a few quarterly updates as well today. But before we get to some of those, as far as how different sectors are performing, it really is the materials sector, the mining stocks, that are really struggling most at the moment, while the rest of the market is broadly higher. Now, keep in mind that just yesterday, the miners were actually up quite strongly. They were the best performers, lifting by about 1%. So all we're seeing today is essentially a reversal in those improvements. And it's also following three straight days of gains of in excess of 1% for that material sector as well. But we are seeing losses across the board there. There are exceptions. For example, Oz Minerals in the copper space, it's up about 0.75%, perhaps being helped by a 7% lift in the copper price yesterday. Oz Minerals is a company that just a couple of months ago said that its profits have more than tripled over a six-month period because the copper price it was receiving for each ton sold was up around 60%. So it certainly has been doing quite well. Also, BHP coming out with its latest quarterly results today. Its shares are down about 1.7% after saying that most of its commodities have actually experienced a decline in production over the September quarter. That includes coal, it includes nickel, copper, and iron ore. It's blamed part on this on planned maintenance across many of their operations. Petroleum, though, was the exception, where production actually rose by a modest 2% over the prior 3 months. That keep in mind, though, the shares are largely falling in line with Fortescue Metals. South32 is also down about 1.7%. So it's not on its own as far as its declines are concerned. And it also has kept its goals for the year largely steady as well. We've also heard from Brambles today, the one of the world's largest pallet suppliers, which is not only out with a quarterly update, it's also holding its AGM today. Now, it said that labour shortages and transport delays due to COVID-19 has been a negative, and it's contributed to a shortage of pallets over in recent times. But its outlook for the year still robust. It thinks that profits, or sales rather, should grow by between 5 and 7% over the year. So its shares are up about 3%. And Cochlear, the hearing implant maker, is up 2.5%. It's holding its AGM and said that it remains on track to meet its goals over the course of the year, despite the disruption caused by the pandemic. So for 2022, Cochlear thinks that profits could lift by between 12 and 20%. And it thinks that this is largely thanks to a continued recovery in elective surgery rates, of course, because elective surgeries had to be put on the back burner because of the pandemic and COVID-related issues. So the economies are starting to reopen now globally, and that certainly can be a positive there. We've also got Fletcher Building, Tapcorp, Bapcor, and others holding their AGMs as well today. The Aussie dollar finally is firmer. It's at 74.2 US cents.